AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar was sprayed with an unknown substance by a man during a town hall in Minneapolis yesterday. The man was tackled to the ground. Tensions are rising over the federal immigration enforcement in the state. The AP's Jennifer King has the latest on a legal test case against social media giants.
TikTok has chosen to settle just before a landmark trial in Los Angeles over claims that their social media platform is deliberately addicting and harmful for children. Details of the settlement were not disclosed. In a statement, plaintiff's attorney Joseph Van Zandt says TikTok remains a defendant in other personal injury cases and that the trial against Meta's Instagram and Google's YouTube is going ahead. The companies deny the claims. Snapchat's parent company settled their case last week. At the heart of the lawsuit is a 19-year-old known by the initials KGM who claims she became addicted to the technology and it made her depression and suicidal thoughts worse. The lawsuit claims this was done through deliberate design choices made by companies that valued profits over children's health. It's the first in a slew of cases this year seeking to hold social media companies responsible for harming children's mental well-being. Jury selection at Los Angeles County Superior Court will take a few days. Tech executives like Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg are expected to testify. I'm Jennifer King.
Amazon is cutting about 16,000 jobs in the latest round of mass layoffs for the tech industry. The wife of South Korea's ousted president has been sentenced to 20 months in prison for corruption. Her husband, Yoon Suk-yeol, is awaiting a verdict on rebellion charges in connection with his short-lived imposition of martial law, which could result in the death penalty or life in prison. Investigators say Kim Kyung-hee was not involved in Yoon's martial law enforcement. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on a plane crash in India that's killed a deputy chief minister.
A private plane carrying a senior Indian politician has crashed in an open field in western India. Aviation authorities say it killed deputy chief minister of Maharashtra state Ajit Pawar and all four other people on board. The aircraft was en route from India's financial capital of Mumbai to Pawar's home city in Baramati when it crashed and burst into flames. The cause of the accident was not immediately known. Television footage showed smoke rising from the wreckage. 66-year-old Pawar was travelling to a campaign in a local election when the privately operated Learjet went down. Also on board were two members of his entourage and two crew members. Pawar was the second highest elected official in Maharashtra as part of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling coalition in the state. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.